be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant, and that one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another whom they killed. So too many others. Some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them, last of all, thinking, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture passage? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. So they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you like to read Shakespeare? If you don't, but you'd like to get into the bard's brain, that's what they call Shakespeare sometimes, simply the bard, and you'd like to begin reading his plays, I recommend a website called No Fear Shakespeare. They take Shakespeare's plays and put them into more palatable prose, easier to understand for me and you. For me personally, the real genius of Shakespeare is that through the medium of plays and storytelling, he awakens our conscience. We can see our own sins writ large on the scene and the stars on the stage. In Shakespeare's most popular play called The Tragedy of Hamlet, the King of the Prince of Denmark, Hamlet says, "The play's the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king." The play's the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king. Hamlet has to prove that his uncle murdered his father. So he wonders out loud, "I have heard that guilty creatures sitting at a play have by the very cunning of the scene been struck so to the soul that presently they have proclaimed their malfactions." Did you catch all that? In other words, a play will help prove his uncle's guilt. But the point of the play is not only to catch the uncle's conscience, but also to catch the audience's conscience, including yours and mine. That's why you should have no fear of Shakespeare. He'll help you catch your own conscience. In the gospel today, we see Jesus trying to catch consciences too. But our Lord uses parables rather than plays. Jesus tells the parable of a man who plants a vineyard, leases it out to tenants, who then in turn take advantage of the owner, abusing his servants and finally killing his son. Now, did Jesus catch any consciences with his parable? You betcha. That's why the last line reads, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. You see, the chief priests, scribes, and the elders' consciences were cut to the quick. But sadly, they only hardened their own hearts. It's one thing to catch a conscience. It's another thing to change a heart. My friends, unfortunately, a lot of people do fear Shakespeare and so they don't read his plays. But fortunately, there are modern plays that catch consciences too, and they are called movies. Here are just a few movies that can catch a conscience. If you're having marriage problems, know anybody having marriage problems? I highly recommend watching the movie called Fireproof. That'll catch a conscience or two. If you don't believe in modern day miracles, you might enjoy the movie called Miracles from Heaven. If you doubt the existence of God, if you're an atheist, then we'll go watch God's Not Dead. If you need your faith restored in the underdog and how God helps the weak, then watch the movie Facing the Giants. If you want to learn how to break out of a maximum security prison, watch Shawshank Redemption. No, I'm just kidding. You see, movies, like plays and parables, are not just good stories. They're designed to awaken consciences. The play's the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king and everyone else's conscience too. Praised be Jesus Christ.